this shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Have the hunter, Janet Jack me, take it in the.
Sup whores, welcome back to your safe space. As always, I'm your host, High Frequency, and you are now tuned in to Healing Hoe Radio, bitch. Okay? So this week, I want to tell you more about myself because honestly, if you tuned into like season one, season two, and you're just now coming back around, you're gonna be like, girl, what the fuck are we talking about? So let me give you the quick little rundown. I'm Gigi, I'm a sex and dating editor, sex podcaster, and honestly, just a bitch that loves all things sex and love related, if I'm being honest. I feel like my brand has always been the sex part, like front and center, but I've always loved love, you know? I just feel like who I love is kind of sacred, especially who I fuck and who I love is sacred. So, you know, in the name of a fun, kinky sex story, I'm always down to share that. But when it becomes a little bit more intimate, I kind of just like, You're probably laughing if you were here for my sex work era because you're like, bitch, how are you able to show your pussy? But you can't talk about love. And it's like, yeah, like dead ass. We each have our boundaries. And sucking and fucking was one that I was okay with sharing with the world. But in terms of my heart, honey, that's just, like I said, a little bit more sacred. But I'm in a new chapter in my life. I'm 26 now. Like I said, I'm a sex and dating editor. So I'm not doing content creation and art full-time in the same way that I used to. Now it's more so like businessy, bitch. Like, let's just get into it. It's so much more businessy. When I say 9 to 5, I really work from like on paper 9 to 6, but actually like 12 hours a fucking day. I just love it. Sorry I'm saying so much, by the way. It is 7:41 in the morning, and I just did it again. It's okay, you like my voice, right? It's like music to your ears. Who cares if I'm saying the word it's fine. So anywho, I wanted to like touch base. Did I just say touch base on my own fucking podcast? Professionalism is ruining me. But you know, I just wanted to touch base and circle back and all of that about a few topics we talked about in previous episodes, because I know 2 episodes ago I told you guys that I had a broken pussy, but like I didn't tell you the full scope of the broken pussy, okay? So what had really happened was I had been celibate for a long time, and then, you know, I like slipped up and had a few moments of great orgasms and sometimes okay orgasms with some cool people. I did it again, but yeah, so I was kind of celibate, and then I kind of I'm sorry, this music in my ear is so distracting. Hold on. I thought I could do like the whole radio vibe thing, bitch, but it's just too much. Honestly, it's 7:42 in the morning. It's like sensory overload. We'll just add in the backtrack later. You know, you can hear it now, but I tried to record over it, but I'm like, girl, shut the fuck up. I can't do all these sounds this early in the morning. All right, so I was kind of celibate, and then, you know, in 2 episodes ago, I told you guys broken pussy, which had already been going on, but then I named that episode broken pussy. Now, if you're not a member of the queer community, you don't know what that means, but basically, bitch, my booty hole was out of commission, okay? Shout outs to Horrible Decisions, aka Mandy, one of the greatest hosts of all time. If you don't agree with that, I don't know, bitch, suck your mother, that ain't got shit to do with me. But the way she say booty hole just really rolled off the tongue. But honestly, y'all, my booty hole was broken. Like, I literally tore my asshole. I wish I was joking, but I dead ass tore my asshole, and that was one of the worst experiences of my fucking life. Like, I couldn't even sit at my work desk to work, which is the worst thing for a workaholic. I literally was laying on my stomach to do what I needed to do to clock in for work. And honestly, like, the whole time it was happening, like, I'm at the doctor's office literally like screaming and crying because it was that bad. Like, it was such excruciating pain, they had to give me painkillers. So embarrassing. And like, I'm like screaming and crying and telling them like, I'm so sorry for causing a disturbance, it just hurts so bad. And they're like, it's okay here. Like, they gave me shots in my muscles, bitch. I was walking like a fucking robot. Like, I just looked so out of commission, and it was so bad, and there was just no way that my pussy was gonna be turned on by any of that. I feel like my pussy was already turned off before all of that, But once my asshole broke, bitch, it was just over. That happened in what, like October or November? And it happened right before Thanksgiving, so I couldn't even eat like my favorite foods. I went back to Tampa to go see my second mom. She cooked everything, and I was just like, bro, I specifically told you not to do this because I can't eat it. I still ate it. My asshole hurt so fucking bad because think about it. In order for you to take a shit, you gotta use your asshole. But my asshole was torn, bitch. It was the worst experience. I know this is TMI, but I don't give a fuck. I need y'all to understand the severity of where I have been at mentally and physically for the past year. So I'm literally like in a new role, new job position, focused on trying to kill shit, and I have a torn fucking asshole. And the whole point of my job is to like teach people about sex positivity, fucking, sucking, you know, clothes, lingerie, new sex toys, new experiences, anything that has to do with sex and dating. And here I am, not even fucking because my booty hole don't work. You feel me? Life was just a clusterfuck, and it was not giving something I wanted to be a part of. I know I said last episode, like, my truth sucks right now. And I feel uncomfortable recording episodes because how the fuck am I gonna sit here and tell y'all about what I'm healing through, whether it be mentally, physically, spiritually, but I can't even tell you that my booty hole broken. You feel me? It was just a mess, bitch. So I'm still happy, you know, I hopped on and recorded episodes during that time, but it was really challenging for me and my sex drive to get back in the hang of things after having a fucking torn asshole. I'm sorry. After you struggle to fart out of your own asshole, after you struggle to fart out of your own asshole for 3 months, you kind of look at your whole bottom region a little bit differently. And I'm somebody who's like very disconnected from her body. I didn't realize that, but that's something that happened as a result of trauma. And I realized when you experience, trigger warning, when you experience physical trauma, any kind, you kind of distance and disconnect yourself from your body. That way, what you're experiencing doesn't hurt so bad. And, you know, that was my whole childhood. So I guess I've just been very disconnected from my own body. And that actually brings me to a point because a lot of times I'm having conversations with people, and I even did it last episode, and I'm talking about how, like, I feel good that I'm coming back into my sexual energy, and I know that I am because I'm posting pictures of my ass on the internet, you know, I'm kikiing with y'all, we're sharing memes and just, like, laughing about yitties and shit, you know, it feels good, but part of me wonders if that's healthy. You know, like, you don't know these fucking people on the internet, why the fuck are you so comfortable with these niggas laughing about your booty hole on fucking Instagram? But I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like that's internalized shame. And now that I'm coming back into myself, can I even say coming back into myself? Because I don't think I've ever been in union with my body at my big age. Like, I think it's something I've been trying to do, something I've maybe felt at points and maybe didn't catch because maybe it felt like a fleeting moment. But I feel like I'm coming back into myself, my body. And when I say back into myself, like I just said, I don't even know if I've been here before. I don't know if I met this bitch before. She kind of cool. She got great pussy. That's the next point I'm going to bring you to, bitch, because bitch, we haven't even touched that yet. Okay, let me hurry up so we can talk about that. So yeah, I'm coming back into union with my body. I'm connecting with new people in new ways, whether it be sexually, through conversation, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just kind of like a kid for the first time, just trying everything and seeing what I like again, because I make a lot of references to 23-year-old me, but 21 to 23-year-old me, although she was reckless as fuck, she knew what the fuck she wanted. And if she didn't know what the fuck she wanted, she was willing to throw her pussy in a mix to try and figure it out. Now, at 26, I'm gonna tell you, that's a little bit risky. Thank God that God has protected me and, you know, Miss Good Pussy and her energy for all this time. But the last 2 years, I have been very disconnected from my pussy. So, like, now that I know what that feels like, I'm not playing around with her no more. Like, I'm taking this shit very seriously. I'm very serious about being an intentional whore. I just want to make this very clear before I move into the next part. I'm not telling nobody to stop whoring. I don't want you to stop whoring, bitch, because then that means there's going to be less people like me and you in the world. And honestly, that wouldn't even make sense for me to fucking say that. That wouldn't benefit me. I love the whores. I'm still a whore, okay? Okay? I'm still a fucking slut. And I kind of love that. It's like my own personal language that I have with like a select few of people in this world. And I really love connecting with people from that sex positive lens. So that brings me to my next point, bitch. I know I told y'all that my job has completely my sex drive. Yeah, you know, I feel like y'all just got like in the depths of my throat with that. You feel me? Like I haven't sucked dick, like sucked dick in a long time. But that just reminds me like, my throat really can do magical things. And I really want to treat her with that, you know? AKA it's been way too long since I've had some good dick, but I digress. Anywho, I've been fucking myself like crazy, bitch. Hold up, let me take a sip of this coffee, but let me just reiterate, bitch. I've been fucking myself like crazy. I'm talking like, hold up. Let me drink this coffee. Hold up. So, I don't know if I told you in the last episode. I really hope I did. But there's this new sex toy that somebody sent me. I did because I pulled up the price and I was like, wait, this is kind of outrageous. But I used that sex toy and I told y'all, my pussy started revving like an engine. It literally started revving like an engine. Like, it had been that long since I orgasmed to the point where every time I thought I was done nutting, like, she just kept going. And I was like, wait, girl, you can't be doing this to me. Like, hold on. You know, you get ahead and you're like, bro, chill. Because if you keep going, I'm going to fall in love. And this is going to be embarrassing for both of us. So fucking stop. Okay? Yeah, it was like one of those. But, like, it was me. So I just kept going. You feel me? So then yesterday, was it yesterday? Hold on. Let me think about this. I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday because today's Monday. Yes, it's 7:50 in the morning and you're talking about playing with your pussy. So yes, it's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday and Saturday was Saturday. That was 2 days ago. Boom. So on Saturday, 2 days ago, bitch, you know, I'm laying in bed. I got some really shit news on Friday. Like when I tell you I got some shit news on Friday, like I could be in fetal position right now, clocked out of work. But I'm not going to fucking do that because I'm not a weak bitch. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. One thing I've learned about life is it only gets harder. So you could take as many mental health days as you need, but you're still gonna have to catch up on all that work that you missed when you did your mental health day. So it don't even fucking matter anymore. So I got some shit news on Thursday night that honestly was so bad that my depression symptoms came back and I didn't shower on Friday. I'm telling you so much about myself right now that if you're not a part of the community, you're like, bitch, what are you talking about? But part of depression is, you know, falling behind on your daily acts of living. And for me to just lay in bed and work all day Friday and not even shower, like, I'm sorry, but that's giving like 2016 Gigi suffering from depression. And I know that these things can happen. It doesn't matter where you're at in life, but that didn't sit well with me. And honestly, I woke up on Saturday morning and I was like, bitch, let's go. Let's get it together. So I took care of myself on Saturday. I gave myself the whole shebang and I felt really good. And I played with my pussy after. Oh, that's what I did. I shaved my pussy because it's been a little bit, okay? It's been a little bit since I shaved my pussy. For any of the hoes out there, you know, when you celibate, you can let your bush overgrow a little bit because honestly, I don't like a bald pussy. I feel like I look like I'm 14 and it's weird. But when it's like really grown in or like when I do cute little designs and styles, I like that. Because when you have a bald pussy, you know, it's bald and then you got the prickles. But like, what if a nigga face all up in my coochie? I don't want him to have like prickly hair just like scratching his face, you feel me? Because honestly, when I'm eating pussy and I feel that, it's kind of annoying. But I mean, it's not a deal breaker. Good pussy is good pussy. It's just annoying. And I don't even like it. I don't even like feeling the prickles. So I just try to avoid shaving my pussy for as long as I can. But Saturday, I was like, you know what? When I walk, my pussy hairs is tickling my clit a little bit. So I think it's time to shave these hoes. So I shave my pussy, whatever. And you know, after you shave your pussy, you be horny as fuck, bro. So instantly, as soon as I put lotion, shea butter, you know, my little special concoctions and shit, because I'm one of those little hippie shea butter ass bitches, I'm feeling real good. So I started playing with my pussy, but I kept it very cute. It was one of like those, you know, just fingers on a clit, just nice little intimate session with yourself. You know, I feel like there's a difference between the orgasms you have with sex toys and then the orgasms you have with just your hands. The orgasms I have with my hands, honey, those are just like some of the most intimate and soft and sensual orgasms. I don't know how to explain it. It's just so delicate. It's literally just circular motions on the clit with my middle finger, and it's just me, myself, and I. Yeah, oh my god, I'm having flashbacks because no, it's literally that good. So Saturday's orgasm was just like really soft and sweet, and I really appreciated it. But it was just quick, you know, like little Twitter porn, you know, a little boom. What Ice Spice say? Touching my da-da-da. For real. Like, that was it. It was just like quick. One, two, boom, sweet. There we go. So I just went back to watching YouTube videos after. Because honestly, I was in such a bad mood from what I found out on Thursday. It was just like, I'm not gonna have an amazing day, honestly. Like, even today, going in today, I know that today may be hard. I may even fucking cry today, but honestly, my pussy feels so good. I don't fucking care about anything else. Like, I'm just so flabbergasted by the way my pussy feels right now that I just have moments where I'm like really sad, but then I have moments where I'm like, honestly, I'm thankful that my sexual energy is coming back. And if it wasn't, maybe the sad feelings I'm experiencing from the bad news would really hurt, but I'm experiencing good things in my life, as in like coming back into my own body after 2 years. So I can't let depression get me this time, you know? I can't let finding out bad news about someone else's stupid ass decisions throw me off of my track. And I may sound cold-hearted, but there's been a lot going on in my life where my life has been on pause for literally like 2 years, every aspect of my life, and I'm kind of just reclaiming myself now, which I'm happy about. Hold on. Okay, so I'm very happy that I'm coming back into myself, and I feel like I really needed that. I mean, it's fucking basic as fuck. We all deserve to feel like at one with ourselves, and I did in all aspects. It's just except with my pussy, where I'm telling you, like, my vagina has been through so much in the past 2 years, whether it be actually just like shitty sex, shitty partners, heartbreak, torn fucking assholes, stupid ass ex niggas trying to pimp me when, like, let's keep it a buck, my pussy's way too fucking good for that. You know, it's just like, and that's no shade to the women who have been pimped before. We all know it's a manipulation game, but I say that because I've been around this shit for so long that I know the telltale signs. So it's like, there's no excuse for me to be falling into shit like that unless that's something I actually want. So, boom. Obviously, that's not something I want. Like, I'm a Leo bitch. I love owning my own pussy. Like, it just makes me feel so good. Are you kidding me? Like, owning my own pussy is the theme of this entire episode. And I haven't even told you about the nut I had yesterday. You feel me? So let's just fast forward into that. So here's the T. Okay? So remember last episode, I was telling you guys, I'm done with dating fucking couples. Like, I'm just fucking over it. The heartbreak from dating couples is so deep, bro. Because it's not just heartbreak over one person, my nigga. It's two. It's fucking two people. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not putting myself through that right now. Like, there's bigger things on my plate that are more precious and beautiful to me, like my own pussy and me feeling reconnected with her. So that's why if I seem very strong-minded in the heartbreak with my ex's episode, that's why. So we had the couple's wedding or whatever, boom, my ex's wedding. Then the one after that was me talking about the poly life update and how I'm just done dating couples and I want to find love for myself. What are the fucking odds that yesterday I go to brunch and like with my two homies, I'm like, let's all go out to brunch because my friend from Tampa was in town and my other friend from Tampa just moved out here. So I was like, oh, this will be a nice like reunion. Tampa's kind of like a little fraternity, you know? It's like if you move to LA, anybody who moves to LA from Tampa from that moment forward, it's like y'all gotta link up. And I really love that because it's like you have a group of people that understand the clusterfuck of what Tampa, Florida is, but then also the really beautiful sides of it. Because honestly, Tampa's a mindfuck. But I'm getting distracted again. I'm sorry. So what are the odds? You know, I invite my friends out and then they bring their partners. So now I'm fucking fifth wheeling, bro. I'm fucking fifth wheeling. I'm like, what are the fucking odds? Because if this was the old Gigi, I would have been sucking dick 30 minutes ago. You feel me? But like, just the point in life that I'm at, this is just not, like, it's just not enticing to me. But I'm just like, wow, I'm really a changed bitch. Like, I'm really not the same bitch that I was before. So whatever, we're at brunch, we're enjoying ourselves. Top tier moment of brunch though. You know how when you go around the group, it's like the game everybody plays to like loosen up and it's like the A to Z shit. And everybody has to say maybe like a song name or a movie title that aligns with like the letter of the alphabet when it's their turn. So if it's like, the first example was song. So it was, you gotta pick a song that starts with the letter A. So it was Apple Tree by Erykah Badu. So like the third time we going around, bitch, we're like, oh wait, let's do porn categories. And then we realize what fucking porn categories start with the letter E or the letter Z or the letter U. You feel me? It's just like when you think D, you think double penetration. When you think C, you think cum shot. When you think L, you think lesbian. But then there's those letters tucked in there that you just never think about. You feel me? So anyways, I say all that to say bottomless mimosas. I went to my homegirl's I don't know if that's her girlfriend, but like, I just call them lovers because I just think that lovers is just such a more dramatic and intimate word, you know, and it suits them much better. So I went to my homegirl and her lover crib or whatever. We end up going to an art show, but she gives me an edible, okay? Alongside this edible, there is a blunt of moon rocks. Now, if you don't live in Los Angeles or anywhere where weed is legal, how do I say this? I don't even know how to describe moon rocks. Moon rocks are just think of like weed, and then just think of like weed potent times 10, okay? Niggas usually put that shit, maybe like they sprinkle it on the top of a blunt or something, but like this was a whole blunt of that somebody had gifted me. So I'm smoking this while the edible's about to kick in, while like after I just did bottomless mimosas. So I have about three different types of vibes going on, and I'm feeling very sexy. Like, they're playing sexy ass love songs because they're so in love, and I'm honestly just on the couch talking to some random dude I started talking to on Twitter yesterday, and my pussy's very activated. So we hadn't even made it to the art show yet, bitch. So we get to the art show, and like at that point, the edible, the bottomless mimosas, and the spliff were all hitting me, and I'm like, I need to go home and play with my pussy. It was like somebody gave me maca root. If you don't know what maca root is, bitch, just go ahead and Google that shit. It was like somebody gave me that and ashwagandha and then like a libido gummy all at the same time. I swear to you, if my libido, my sex drive, has ever been on the hush, been on mute, bitch, it was like she was fucking jumping and screaming in the middle of the fucking party. I'm like, bitch, we need to go home. You're embarrassing us. Let's fucking go. So, oh my God, I just realized I've been talking dumb loud that whole time, but it was because the memory was very nice. So anywho, long story short, I make my way back home and I'm just laying there and like I'm eating dinner, I'm smoking a little bit, and I'm just like getting exponentially horny. So that was when I brought out my bottom, bitch. I haven't used this vibrator in a long time. I need to tell you guys the brand of this vibrator, but I don't want to get up. I think it's California Exotics. Let me Google this while I talk to you. It's literally just a simple bunny vibrator. It's by California Exotics. Let me triple check. If you are a sex expert and that name doesn't sound familiar off rip, then I'm fucking wrong. Nope. California Exotics, bitch. It's a simple bunny vibrator. It's, if you don't know what a bunny vibrator is, it's the one, it has like a handle, it has the long part that goes in your coochie, and then it has the little tiny ass part that flutters and it goes on your clit, so while you penetrate yourself you can stimulate your clit. Now for me, bitch, the combination of clitoral and penetrative orgasms is really it. Now if you throw in anal penetration, bitch, I will fucking nut all over your home, honest to God. I'm so sorry in advance, but I haven't been able to play with my asshole, bitch, because my pussy been broken, okay? So anywho, I have this very simple bunny vibrator, and I got it when I was in college. It was my first sex toy, and she's kind of my bottom bitch at this point, to the point where yesterday when I saw her I was like, oh my God, bitch, it's been so long since I've seen you. But she held it down. You know, she's not a super thick vibrator. She's not super intense or insane, but like she just gets the job done to the point where when I nutted, it literally sounded like a nigga had been drilling my shit for like a solid 45 minutes. Like, this is not to gas myself, okay? This is not to gas myself. This is just to give you an example of how good I felt and how I felt at one with myself. There have been a lot of times where I've had sex with men and I ask them after sex, like, how do you feel? And it's like the look on their face is like, bitch, don't fucking ask me that shit. They're like, bitch, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's like they kind of feel sunned in a sense. And I get it. Like, my pussy good. Like, honestly, like, I'm not even bragging. I just genuinely, I know my pussy's good. The fuck? But a specific comment, niggas like the way I sound during sex. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. You're gassing me. But honestly, like, I heard myself nut yesterday and I was like, damn, okay, I kind of see what these niggas is talking about. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, as I'm fucking audibly orgasming, I'm like, oh my God, first of all, my neighbors can definitely hear me. And second of all, I don't give a fuck, bitch, because I need to finish this nut. Like, it was just a really good nut. Like, if you could see me right now, I'm literally scratching my head because I'm just like struggling to compute. There's just something so good about the inside of your pussy being penetrated and then a sex toy that just like massages your clit at the same time. And you know, you got like that thrusting motion going in and out at the same time. So it's like your G-spot is literally getting hit. Your clit is like getting intense, but then very soft. What is that feeling? I don't know. It's just like a fluttery feeling, but it's also intense. It's like going in and out because, you know, you're penetrating yourself. So your clit's not getting direct stimulation the whole time. So it's just like in and out. It's just like on and off, on and off. And same thing with your G-spot, bitch. I'm telling you, a finger in my asshole and I would have just like, I would have squirted everywhere. Proud of my vagina, you know, like I'm just so thankful that she's coming back to me, because it was getting scary out here, guys. It really was. Like, imagine 2 years of you just not feeling in tune with your pussy, and then your asshole breaks on top of that. I really thought my sex drive was done for the rest of my life, but she is absolutely the fuck not. So that brings me to my last point. Some dude DM'd me something so simple yesterday, but I think I'm ovulating, which is probably a reason why I'm so horny as well. He DM'd me something so sweet. I'm gonna tell you what he DM'd me, because he already fucked it up via text, so we could talk about him. I usually don't talk about the people I talk to until like they ruin it and we don't talk anymore. Here we go. But he said it was something so simple, and I was just like, oh wait, this is really sweet. The bar is in hell. Are you ready to hear about how the bar is in hell? All right, here we go. After this, I'm gonna get so many niggas shooting they shot on the most weak tip, but this one made me smile. Here we go. Big fan of your smile and skin, top tier combination. I hope you're having a great Sunday. I was just like, you know what, I really needed that right now, because after the news I got on Thursday, bitch, you wouldn't even fucking believe what I'm going through. So thank you. We started talking. I'm like, okay. He asked me for my number. I was like, okay, this is a little fast, but the fuck I look like Twitter DMing at 26. So I was like, oh, fuck it. And then he asked to fly me out within like 5 hours. And I was just like, here we fucking go. Like, why? I just met you. Oh my God. I just know he's going to hear this, because for some reason I have horrible luck with shit like this. Like, when you post the podcast episode, you don't think people are going to click on it and listen to the full 30 minutes, but just my luck. Maybe, you know, my episode titles are that great. I don't know. But I say all that to say, he texted me last night and he was like, give me 5 reasons why I shouldn't fly you out to me or fly out to you. So I wrote, I wrote the numbers out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for each reason, I wrote, where is it? I wrote, we just started talking and one of us could be crazy. And I just wrote that out 5 times. Because let's be fucking for real. One of us could be fucking crazy, bro. I'm literally a sex and dating editor. I study red flags and green flags and ways to make my pussy jump for a living. You feel me? So asking to like fly me out after like 5 hours, like honestly, me giving you my number after that quick was like a stretch. But now you asking to fly me out and pictures, nigga, nah, I'm sorry. So I say all that to say, God, if you would like to send me new dick, I'm still gonna explore this one, and I don't want to like dumb him down to just dick, because he's actually fine as fuck, and it seems like we're in the same industry, so I gotta tread lightly, bitch. Okay, wait, that just reminded me a thought. I have one last thought. I think something I didn't factor in, and when I say I think, I know. You know how I used to share like my pussy tales all the time? Now that I live in LA, I can't do that, because everybody fucking knows everybody. Like, if I fuck one person in this industry, I bet you within the next 6 months, I'm going to meet their entire friend group and not even know until the 6th month that it's their friend group, until I see them all on Instagram together. If you think I'm lying, that's already happened. Okay, so yeah, I just didn't think that through. The industry is entirely too fucking small, but on the bright side, at least there's an entire industry of dick for me to suck if I want to. It's just, I don't think I'm gonna be doing it. Shout outs to my booty hole not being broken. But yeah, that's really it. I can't be sucking a fucking industry dick and talking about it on the podcast anymore. Honestly, that era kind of died when I did sex work, because I was not about to be talking shit about the niggas that was financing my lifestyle. So that's just not my steez. You know, you financing my lifestyle, honey, I can't play with that. I cannot play with that, honey. I need them checks coming in on the 1st and the 15th. Okay, I ain't doing shit to fuck with that. Oh my God, there's another nigga I forgot to tell you about. Okay, I've been talking a lot of shit like my roster's not elite. But low-key, I just keep accidentally ghosting everyone when they do shit I don't like. And then they come back around and I'm like, I'm bored. Let me talk to you. But really, I'm just trying to find the love of my life and just be whores together. So I think that's it, bitch. I'm rambling, but I just want to say happy fucking Monday or happy days whenever you see this, hear this. I love you. I hope your week is feeling fucking fantabulous, just as sexy as you are, bitch, okay? If nobody told you today, you are sexy as fuck, and you better seize the motherfucking day, bitch, okay? Peace and love, and be your best hoe self, bitch. Mwah.